Today's daf is Kuf Yud Aleph. We're starting a new topic of halanat sachar, not paying someone on time. We'll start with Rufuot Shlemot for the week. David ben Avram ben Miriam, Dvorah bat Dina, Orla Pinin, Baruch HaFridi, Yalmir bat Chai, Yaakov ben Rosa, David ben Golda, Daphne Chaya bat Sari, Lana Mir bat Dina, Reza bat Pesha, Rivka Vitav, Alea Dvorah, Hanna Lea bat Fredel, Chayinu mit Dvorah bat Shulamid, and Liloy Nishma, Chana bat Avram bat Atar, Tzvi Hirsch ben Yaakov, Alevi Umele, Yosef ben Tzvi HaKohen ben Rachel, Oz Avram Shem ben Eliezer, Yitzchak Alevi b'chana. Okay. If you didn't get a sheet, take a sheet. Okay, we're going to look back at the Mishnah for a minute. Okay, from Kuf Yud, we'll start at the bottom there. Hamakabel sadeh michaveiro l'shavua echad b'shva me'od zuz. So if you get a sadeh, we're still finishing up with the chachira and the arisut. If you get a sadeh for a week or, shavua echad is a year. Shavua Chad, is a seven-year cycle. Getting back into it. Okay. Shavua Chad, b'shva me'azuz, you get it for 7 years, but you say it's for a Shavua, which means a seven-year cycle. Okay, which we'll see is different than if you say actually 7 years. And you get it for 700 zuz, hashvi'it min haminyan. Okay, so the seventh year is min haminyan, counts. Kiblai mena sheva shanim b'shva me'azuz, if you say I want it for 7 years and not for Shavua, we assume we're talking, since you're going to cultivate the land, the whole idea is for years that you can actually cultivate it. Now we get into the halanat sachar. If you get paid, if you're a worker, a day worker, you can get paid your salary all night long. In other words, the owner has to pay you by the end of the night. If you work through the night, then you have the whole day to get paid. Schir sha'ot, gove kol ha'layla v'chol hayom. If you get paid by the hour, okay, then, you work for sha'ot, you don't work for a whole day, you work by the hour. So then, you get, we're going to see exactly what this means, but you get all night and all day. We'll talk about what this is later in the Gemara. Schir shabbat, schir chodesh, schir shana, you work for a week, shabbat is a week. A chodesh is a month, a shana is a year, and sechir shavua, you work for 7 years. Yatsa bayom govek kol hayom. If you finish your work during the day, then by the end of that day, you have to get paid. Yatsa balayla, if you finish your work at night, then govek kol halayla v'chol hayom. Then you get, the assumption is what? That you can't expect, if you finish your work at night, that the employer is going to pay you that night, because that means he's got to stay up at night to be able to pay you. So he gets the whole day. But if it's you finish your work during the day, then he has to pay you by the end of that day. He doesn't get any extra time. But at night, we give him extra time because the assumption is people aren't up at night. Tanu Rabbanan. So now we get to Braita and the Gemara. Minayim l'sukhir yom shegovek kol alayla. L'sukhir yom. How do you know that someone who gets paid by the day also gets at night? Now we're going to see the psukim. Okay, Talmud Lamar, lo talim pu'ulat sachir itcha ad boker. Okay, you have to look at the psukim. They're quoted, because we're going to get to them much more in the middle of the Gemara, but they're quoted in the middle of the sheet. Okay, what's important to know is the issue of not paying someone their wages on time comes up in two different places in the Torah. One is in Vayikra Yutet, and one is in Dvarim Perakav Dalet. One is talking about, one says you have to pay until the next morning. So the assumption is, we're talking about someone that's until the next morning means the end of the night, which means that they must be a schir yom. Okay, so that's the psukim in Vayikra. Lo ta'ashok, you can look at Vayikra Yutet Yudgimel. Lo ta'ashok et re'echa v'lo tigzol. We're going to talk about what is oshek, what is gezel. Okay, but don't oppress your friend and don't steal from him. Lo talim pu'ulat sachir itcha boker. Don't not pay him, right, until the morning. In other words, don't leave it over until the morning. Okay, so that means schirut yom, you have to pay him through the night. You can't leave it till the morning. In Dvarim Perek Kaf Dalet, it's talking about schirut laila. And here it says the same words, lo ta'ashok. Okay, but it doesn't say lo ta'ashok et re'echa. Today's going to be a long day of drashot. Okay, different ways of darshaning different things from these psukim. Lo ta'ashok sachir ani ve'evyon. Okay, now all of a sudden we bring up the ani and the evyon, which weren't mentioned in the first section. There it just said re'echa. Here it says specifically ani ve'evyon, me'achecha, which we always use to darshan what? Jew, not a non-Jew. Okay, o migercha asher ba'artzecha b'sha'arecha. Okay, or from a ger that's in your land or in your sha'arim, in your gates. We'll talk about what all this comes to teach us. Biyomo titein scharo. You have to pay him during the day, right? Velo tavo alav hashemesh. You can't let the sun set without paying him. Obviously, that means we're talking about someone who worked at night, based on the way we're darshaning this in the Gemara. Ki anihu ve'elavu noseet nafsho velo yikra alecha el Hashem v'haya b'chachet. Okay, most of this we're going to get to darshaning only tomorrow, but some of the end of this. Okay, some of it we'll darshan today, some of it we'll get through tomorrow. Okay, so now, so they say, how do we know about a schir yom shegovek kol alayla, that he has all night? That's from the pasuk in Vayikra, lo talim pu'ulat schir itcha boker. Uminayin l'schir layla shegovek kol ayom, right? How do you know about a schir layla that gets paid all day? Shneimar biyamoti tein scharo. So basically what the rabbis are setting up here is, which one is each pasuk talking about, right? The ones that talk about you have all night must be the schirut yom. And the ones that say you have all day must be the schirut laila. That's what the Gemara, that's what the Braita establishes. Ve'ema ipcha, so maybe you should say the opposite, right? In other words, why did you claim that that's schirut yom and that's schirut laila? Maybe if you work during the day, you should get paid during the day. If you work at night, you should get paid at night. So we have this principle we've seen before, schirut eina mishtalema ela lebasof, right? You only pay schirut once the job is done. And if you finish your job during the day, the assumption is you work until the very end of the day. So how do you expect the guy to pay you? He doesn't have any time in which to pay you. So it must be you have a little bit of time to, you know, get your stuff together and pay. Tanu Rabbanan. Mimash mashanemar lo talim pu'ulat sachir itcha. Eini yodea shaboker. Right? If it says, don't, lo talim, what does lo talim mean? Don't let it go overnight. So don't you think that means till the morning, right? So what are the words matamud lamar aboker? Milamed sheino over ela aboker rishon bilvad. It means that you're only over on this until the first morning, meaning if you continue and you don't pay him the next morning and the next morning and the next morning, you don't get a new lotase. However, mikamba elachmai, so what do you get? What is the problem if you you didn't pay the first day, you didn't pay the second day, you didn't pay the third day, you don't get a new lotas every time. But what does Rav say? I'm a Rav, over mishum bal tasheh. There's a different avera, which is don't delay. Okay? There's no pasuk that says this. So where does he get this from? Amar Rav Yosef Maikra, where does he darshan this? Al tamar le'echa lech v'shuv u'machar ten lecha v'yesh itcha. He darshans it from a pasuk of Mishlei. Don't tell your friend, go and come back tomorrow and I'll give you then, when you actually have the money to pay him right now. This, by the way, seems to imply that it would be different if you didn't have the money. Because he's saying, this pasuk of Mishlei is talking about someone who has the money and just doesn't pay the person. Could be if you didn't have the money, maybe you wouldn't have this bal tasheh. It's unclear, but it sounds that way from this pasuk. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Ha'omer l'chaveiro tzei uschor li po'alim. If you have somebody else hire your workers, shnehem ein ovrim mishu bal talim. Nobody's over on bal talim. Okay, I hire you as my messenger to go hire workers. You hire the workers. You're not over on bal talim, right? So zelafi shalos charan. Okay, I don't do it because I didn't actually hire them. V'zelafi she'em pulato etzlo. And you, because you, he's not working for you. Right? In other words, if you were my messenger to hire someone, so you don't have to pay him. He's not working for you. So now they say, wait a minute, hechidami, what's the case here? Ida amar lehu scharchem alai, if you hired someone to do your work, do work for me, and you said, I'll pay you, well then you should be over on bal talim because you accepted payment, right? Scharo alavu. Then if you're required to pay him, if you hire him to do work for me, but you say, I'll pay you, then it's your responsibility. You should be over on bal talim. How do we know this? Ditanya, if you remember, we saw this case. Hasocheret ha-poel la-sop ha-shelo ve-her-eu b'shal chaveiro noten lo-scharo m'shalem ve-chozer v'notel mi-bal-abayet ma-shehe-na-oto. Somebody hires a worker to work in his field, okay, but what does he do? He accidentally shows him his friend's field. Okay, so I say, oh, there's my field over there, but I wasn't pointing so well, and I pointed to your field instead of my field. By the way, I think I explained this case a little differently last time, but now I got it more straight, which is, so I really hired him to work, or let's take the case I was talking, you're the messenger, okay? You hire someone to work in your field, but you point to my field.
Wait, if he's a messenger, he hired someone to work in...
Well, he's not a messenger, right. I'm sorry. This is going to compare to our messenger case, okay? So he's not a messenger. I didn't say it right. He's not a messenger. You're hiring someone. I wanted to compare it. He's going to be the comparison to the messenger case, okay? We have a messenger case where a messenger hires workers for me to work in my field. Now we have a different case where he's not a messenger. You hire a worker to work in your field, but you show him my field by accident. So the worker now goes and works in my field. Now you committed to pay him the salary, right? So you still have to pay him the salary, even though in theory you become almost like you acted as my messenger because you told him to work in my field. Now, I didn't necessarily want someone to work in my field. So what happens? You have to pay him. We saw this in the sixth parak. You have to pay him his salary for what he did. And you can now come to me and say, hey, look, I took, you know, this. I hired this worker. He worked your field. Pay me at least the benefit that you received from the fact that he worked your field. The fact that you now don't have to pay other workers to do this, pay me. So in that case, what happens? Obviously, the deal is exclusively between you and the worker. I had nothing to do with it. So they say that's the same as the messenger case. If you hire if the messenger hires for me and says, I will pay you, it's no different than this case, basically. Because then what will happen? You said, I'll pay you. So you take upon responsibility, and then you get the money back from me. So again, it's between you and the worker, and there should be bal talin. So that can't be the case that we're saying there's no bal talin. So it's obviously the case where the shaliach says, listen, so-and-so is going to pay you money to do this job. Will you accept it? The guy says yes. In that case, nobody's actually responsible because I never hired them. And the messenger, right, also didn't hire them to do work for him. He hired them, but not to do work for him. Okay? You have to question this with, what do you mean, shlucho shel adam kemoto, right? Where does that come up here? I don't know the answer to that. Yehuda bar Maremar amar le l'shame zil agar le po'alim ve'em alehu schachem abal abayit. So now we're going to see that the rabbis were smart. They said, hey, listen, if that's the case, so I'm never going to directly hire workers so that I can avoid this lo ta'aseh of lo talin. So what? It's not that they necessarily didn't want to pay their workers. It's just they wanted to make sure that if there was some accident somehow and some mess up, that they weren't over on this lo ta'aseh. So he told his shamash, the guy who worked for him, go hire me workers and say schachem abal abayit. And Meremar Merzutra agre lahadade. Meremar would hire workers from Merzutra, and Merzutra would hire the workers from Meremar. And in that way, they avoided getting into this issue of bal talin, which is a little crazy, right? You would think they would, again, it's not that they were, I don't think that they were actually trying not to pay their workers, but again, to just avoid being over on a lo ta'aseh. And we'll see, it's not just one lo ta'aseh, there's multiple. It's one of those cases where they're going to say, you're over on X number of lavim and ases, and you know, it's a very big thing. Hane, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Hane shukai desura lo avar mishum bal talin. Medayade dal yoma deshuka smiche, ava mishum bal tasheh vaday over. Okay, in the shuk of the people in surah, okay, they don't have money until the yom hashuk. Okay, these are people, right? They live hand to mouth, and basically, until they go to sell their stuff, they don't have money. So they hire workers, let's say, to work their field. They take the stuff that the workers gave them, they sell it in the shuk, and then they have money to pay their workers. Okay, so those kind of people are not over on bal talin, because everybody knows al yom deshuka smiche. Okay, in other words, that the workers all know going into it that they're only going to get paid after on the day of the shuk. But mishum bal tasheh vaday over. But obviously, once the yom hashuk comes and passes and they haven't gotten paid, then they're over on bal tasheh. But there is no bal talin at all, because bal talin is only going to click in right away. And if it doesn't click in right away, according to this, it doesn't apply. But you do still have the bal tasheh issue of not delaying, which was based on that pasuk in Mishlei, but not on the pasuk in the Torah. Schir sha'ot govek kol alayla. If you work for hours on an hourly basis, right, govek kol alayla v'kol ayom. So now we're going to have a machlok of Rav and Shmuel what this means. Amar Rav, schir sha'ot diyom, govek kol ayom. And it doesn't make sense to say a schir sha'ot can get at night and during the day, right? Because everyone either gets till the end of the night or till the end of the day. So Rav says it means that a schir sha'ot, it's talking about actually two different cases. A schir sha'ot could either be govek kol alayla or kol hayom. What would be the case? Schir sha'ot yom, govek kol hayom. If you work per hour during the day, the assumption is that you don't work until the very last hour. You work for, let's say, 4 hours a day, so therefore the guy has time during the day to pay you, so he has to pay you during that day. And schir sha'ot alayla, govek kol alayla. Ushmuel amar, Schir sh'ot yom goveh kol hayom. Okay, but now he's going to say a little differently about the laila based on what we saw in the Mishnah before. Uschir sh'ot de laila goveh kol ha'laila v'chol hayom. Okay, he gets both the night and the day. So when it says schir sh'ot goveh kol ha'laila v'chol hayom, what Shmuel is saying is it refers to a schir sh'ot who works per hour at night gets to get paid through the next day. Because again, the assumption is the person isn't waiting up all night to pay him first thing, you know, last moment of the night before it turns to day. Tnan. So now, right? Tnan. Schir sha'ot goveh kol ha'layla v'chol hayom. But wait, it says, right? This seems to be explicitly against Rav, right? Schir sha'ot goveh kol hayom v'chol ha'layla. It sounds like it's one person and he gets kol ha'layla and kol hayom. So tiyuv to derav, it sounds like a problem of Rav. Amar lecha Rav, litzdad in katane. No, we read it as two different things. Schir sha'ot yom goveh kol hayom, and schir sha'ot alayla goveh kol alayla. Okay, tnan. Hayas schir shabbat, now we're going back to our Mishnah. Hayas schir shabbat, schir chodesh, schir shana, schir shavua. Yotze bayom goveh kol hayom, yotze balayla goveh kol alayla. V'chol hayom. So now, again, we have a question against Rav, because here you see again, if he finishes at night, he gets kol ha'layla v'chol ha'yom. You would think the same thing would apply to a schir sha'ot. So why does Rav say a schir sha'ot of the layla only gets through the layla? Amar lecha Rav, tinaihi. Rav says simply, it's a machloket tana'im, right? When as soon as you can say that it's a machloket tana'im, you could say it. The Mishnah matches one opinion. I don't hold by that. But I have another source that supports my opinion. Titania, schir sha'ot yom goveh kol hayom, schir sha'ot laila goveh kol laila, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. There you have Rav's opinion, right? That Rabbi Yehuda holds the schir sha'ot of the yom gets kol hayom, and the laila gets kol laila, doesn't also get kol hayom. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the end of that braita is schir sha'ot yom goveh kol hayom, schir sha'ot laila goveh kol laila v'chol hayom, and that would match Shmuel. So Rav basically says, the machloket I have with Shmuel is also machloket tana'im. Mikan amru, continuation of this braita is, from here we can learn, kol ha'kovesh sachar sachir over b'chamisha shemot halalu. Okay? You're over on these following five things. Okay? Some people say, if you look in the Bach, okay, that's where the Aleph goes to, b'heish shemot v'aseh halalu. Okay? It's five shemot, meaning five lotases, v'aseh. Okay? It's a matter of whether you say b'chamesh shemot ve'ase halalu, or it's b'chamesh shemot halalu ve'ase. Okay, there's two different ways of reading it, not so significant. Now, what are the five? There's a bit of a discrepancy about them, but we'll read it according to Rashi. Mishum, I number them on the page for you, okay, but you should just know there's a few different opinions about how we exactly divide the five lotases up, okay? Because you'll see this. If you look at number one and two, number one and number three, this bal tashuk ha'reach and bal tashuk sachir ani. I think some people view that as one, and then they say something, or it could be that yomoti ten scharo lo tova la shemesh. There's a bit of a debate about what exactly these six are, but we'll read it like this. Mishum bal tashuk et re'echa, that's the first one. Okay, that's in Vayikra Yutet, if you want to follow in the Psukim. Umishum bal tigzol, that's also Vayikra Yutet, right? Because it says lo tashuk re'echa v'lo tigzol. Now we're going to skip, that's all it says, right? That's, oh no, there's another one there. But anyway, they're going to go now. Mishum bal tashuk sachir ani. Okay, that's in Dvarim, Kaftale, lo tashok sachir ani ve'evyon. Umishum bal talin, that's back to Vayikra, it says lo talin pu'ulat sachir itcha boker. Umishum biyomoti tein scharo, that's the asay. You have to pay him, that's in Dvarim Kaftale, tebav, biyomoti tein scharo. Umishum lo tavo alav ha'shemesh. Okay, then, and don't let the sun set, that they view as a lo tasay. So now the Gemara asks, so basically, if you don't pay your worker according to this, you're over on five lotases and one ase. Okay, that's pretty serious. Now the Gemara asks, wait a minute. These psukim, one's referring to a schir yom, and one set is referring to a schir laila. So the ones that are in, right, lotavo lava shemesh is obviously only for a schir laila. Don't let the sun set during the day when you have your opportunity to pay him. Right? So not all of them, there's not, right, they're mutually exclusive. Some are day, some are night. So what are the answer? Rav Chisda, shem schir ba'alma. In other words, we're just saying that you're not going to have all these things obviously together. We're just saying that there's five lotases and one ase said about this topic. It doesn't mean that every time you don't do it, you're going to be over on all of them. You won't necessarily be over on all of them, but you'll be over on some of them. Okay, now we want to classify what is oshek, ezehu oshek, ve'ezehu gezo. Okay, so first chart of today, you can look at the chart. We're going to have three opinions. Rav Chisda, Rav Sheish, and Abaye. Each person, okay, so Rav Chisda's first, then comes Rav Sheish. Rav Sheish is going to question Rav Chisda, and therefore he's going to come up with his own interpretation. Abaye is going to question Rav Sheish, and therefore he's going to come up with his own interpretation. I'm Rav Chisda. Lech v'shuv, lech v'shuv. Go back and come back tomorrow. Go, right? Go and come back tomorrow. The guy comes to get paid, and you say, sorry, I'll pay you tomorrow. Zehu oshek. That's oppressing. Yesh li l'cha biyadi, ve'eni noten l'cha. I have money for you in my hand, but I'm not going to give you. Zehu gezel. Okay? To steal is to basically say, I have the money right now. To be oshek is to just say, come back tomorrow, I don't have the money right now. Okay? But to say, I have the money and I'm not giving it to you, that's considered gzela here. Matkifla Rav Sheshet, but Rav Sheshet said, wait a minute, there's a brayta that says, Ezehu oshek shechiva alav Torah korban. Where's the oshek that the Torah is mechayev a korban? Okay, where does this come from? Look at the pasuk I brought just above the chart on the sheet. It's from Vayikra Perek Hei, pasuk kaf aleph. This is when you swear falsely and you have to bring the asham mi'ilo. Do you remember we had this before? So we'll read the pasuk. Nefesh ki tachtau ma'ala ma'al ba'ashem. B'chichesh ba'amito, right? And he denies, what does he deny, if you remember? B'pikadon, o b'tsumet yad, o b'gezel, o ashaket amito. Okay, so oshek and gezel are both mentioned in these psukim. So now there's a brayta on this pasuk, and what does it say? It says, what's oshek? Because in this case, it's an asham mi'ilo, you have to bring a korban. So what's the oshek shechiva alav Torah korban? So what do they say? If you notice, what was mentioned in there? Pikadon. So it must be du miyad de pikadon. This is where we do a hekesh. We say what's true for one must be true for the other. If in this list there's pikadon and there's oshek, then oshek must be a case where it's similar to pikadon. What is known about pikadon? Deka kafar le mamona. Pikadon means somebody gives you something and you claim, I don't have it. Right? Something happened to it. I don't know what you're talking about. You never gave it to me, or I don't have it anymore. Okay? That's kfira. So therefore, oshek must also involve some level of kfira. If by oshek you need to bring a korban, it must be that you denied something. You didn't say, what did Rav Chisda say? Come back tomorrow. Come back tomorrow is not such a problematic claim. Right? Because you're not denying anything. You're saying, you're right, I owe you money. Just come back tomorrow. So because of that, he says, oshek can't be what you think it is. It must be something else. So, ela amar Rav Sheshet. So what does he say? So, ela amar Rav Sheshet. Nitativ lecha zehu oshek. He says, oshek must be a case where you said, I already paid you. Okay, where there's some denial here. Yesh lecha biyadi ve'eni noten lecha. I have in my hand, but I'm not willing to give you zehu gezel. So what do you see? This helps by charting it out. That he and Rav Chisda hold the same thing about gezel. They just disagree about oshek. Matkif la'abaye, but Abaye says, wait a minute. There's a brayta that says the same thing that you said about the, right? Ezehu gezel shechiva alav Torah korban. Dumia de pikanam be'inan. Actually, I don't think there's a brayta. I think he's just saying, again, what's, right, he's darshing that pasuk. What does he say? What is the gezel that the Torah is machayev, right? It's not just oshek that's similar to pikadon. But gezel also appears in that pasuk. Now, obviously, we're going to question Rav Sheshet in a minute. Why did you only say that the oshek has to have a denial and not the gezel? But we'll get to that in a minute. So gezel has to be like a pikadon. He's kafir le mamona. And here he's not kofir. He says, you're right, I owe you the money, but I'm just not giving it to you. So Ela Amar Abaye, Abaye rejects Rav Sheshet's understanding of Gezel. So what does he say? Lo scharticha me'olam zehu oshek. This is what we call lahadam, which means lo hayu dvarim me'olam. Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. I never even hired you. Okay, that's oshek. That's the denial of oshek. And what Rav Sheshet thought was oshek in netativ lecha zehu Gezel. Right, I already gave it to you. That's Gezel. Okay. So now the Rav Sheshet Maishna Oshek to Kashile, Umaishna Gezel to Lo Kashile. So what's the difference between them? That he thought that only Oshek has to be like a Pikadon but not Gezel. Amar Lacha, Gezel de Gazle Vahadar Kafre. What does he say about Gezel? Gezel is a case where he says to him, Yesh li l'cha b'yadi v'eini noten l'cha, originally, okay? Now, how do you get to a gzela where you're going to be chayav a korban? First you say, Yesh l'cha b'yadi v'eini noten l'cha. And then later, the guy comes back, and then you say, I don't know what you're talking about. In other words, you deny that you stole, okay, later. So there's a double thing going on, okay? It's degazle v'hadar kafre. First he did the first stage of the stealing, then he denied it. So then they say, yihachi apilo oshek nami, dehadar kafre. You could say the same thing by oshek, where first he says, nitativ lech, first he says, lech v'shuv, or something like that, right? He says, come back, and then later he says, no, I already paid you. So why don't you say that? So he says, hachiyas, you're comparing two different things. Bishlam ahatam dechtiv o begazel. Michlal de odilem ikara. Avakabe oshek miktiv o beoshek o ashak ktiv. Shashko kfar. So what's he saying? He's saying, look at the pasuk. When it says o begazel o ashak etamito, he's saying grammatically, these things are not comparable. Begazel sounds like he's talking about a gazela that happened, where he had a claim where he claims he stole it, right? He said, Yesh chav yadi ve'eni noten lecha, he did what we call gezel, and then he denied it entirely. That's begazel, where he's talking about something that already happened. But o'a shaket amitel means that it was the original claim that we're having to do the korban about the fact that he was oshek chavero. And that's why he doesn't think that the oshek is a repeat, you know, where he did some sort of oshek where there wasn't kfira, and then he has a kfira claim later about the oshek, right? He says originally, come back tomorrow, and then later he claims, oh, I don't know what you're talking about, right? It can't be that because of the grammatical part. Ashak sounds like we're talking about the original. Begazel sounds like we're talking about where there was a gzela, and now we're talking about the gzela. There's a denial about the gzela. Okay, it's a possible grammatical thing, and you know you could possibly claim this. But now the Gemara is going to say, "Rav, gazle ihachi, oshek nami tadim, hatzom ktiv abegazel." Okay, mechal zol demikar. Avag beoshek miktiv ob oshek ktiv. Okay, shash kokvar. So Rava Amar zeu oshek v'zeu gezel. Rava disagrees with this, and he says they're both the same thing. Okay, he has a whole different understanding. They're both the same. V'lama chilkana katuv. Okay, I just should have put this one in the chart. I didn't put it in the chart, but there's a fourth understanding. There's no difference between oshek and gezel. They're the same thing. V'lama chilkana katuv. Lavor alav b'shnei lavim. We want you to know that if you do this, it's pretty serious. We've seen this before in the Torah, right? That when they want to, or when the rabbis understanding the Torah, they want to say, this is quite serious, and you're over on 5 lavim, you're over on 4 lavim, 10 lavim. You know, there's cases where you could get a whole long list. They say it like this, lo tashokar echav, lo tigzol, to tell people, this is quite serious, take it seriously, don't play games with us, okay?
I have a question.
Yeah.
What if an employer isn't happy with the work and he says we have to decide and then we're going to go to court and he delays the payment? That happens.
Right. So that's a good question. The Gemara doesn't discuss that, at least at this point. Maybe it's going to get into it. It's a good question, right? What if the worker didn't do the work properly and there's a disagreement? I assume that's probably different than this. Yeah, it's a good question. Maybe they come up, maybe they get to it. I don't know. Okay. New Mishnah. Echad sachar adam, ve'echad sachar behema, ve'echad sachar kelim, yesh bo mishum biyomot yitein sacharo, ve'yesh bo mishum lo talim pu'ulat sachir yitcha ad boker. Okay, now this is, right, if it's not just hiring a person, this is any rental. You rent an animal, you rent a kli, all these things you're going to be chayev because of both biyomot yitein sacharo and because of lo talim, meaning schirut yom and schirut laila. Ematai, but when does this apply? Bizman shetva'o, only when the guy came to get his money. But lo tva'o, if the guy wasn't looking for his money and he didn't care, okay, here's an interesting, right? So Shari, you were looking for some other exception. This is another exception. This is a different exception. If he doesn't come to claim his money, well, then you're not over on Baal Talin. And they're all be'alav. Himcha'u etzal chembani o etzal shulchani. If you gave money to someone else to pay him, you gave money to a store owner and said, we saw a case, by the way, if you remember this, where he gives money to the store owner, and then the guy claims the store owner never paid me, and then, you know, they both swear, and they both actually get the money from the balabayit. So if you give it to a chenvani or a shulchani, a money changer, eino over. Okay, you've already done your share. If the guy claims he never paid me, that's not your problem. You're not over on Baal Talin. You took care of your part of the deal. You said I was going to give it to this guy, and he's going to pay you, so it's not your problem. Sachir bizmano nishba v'notel, avar zmano eino nishba v'notel. We've seen this before, that if the time has come for him to have got, if it's within, let's say he works during the day and you have all day to pay him, and in the middle of the day he claims, you never paid me, and there's no proof whether he did or didn't, so we assume that he didn't pay him yet. And therefore, so that's sachir bizmano, and if the guy, let's say I claim I already paid you, let's say it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you come to get paid, and I say, what are you talking about? I already paid you, right? Sunset's at, let's say, 4:30. Okay, so you come, I have all day to pay, and I didn't pay yet, right? Or you claim I didn't pay, I claim I paid. What happens? Normally, what do we say? Who swears if we have a debate? The person who doesn't have to pay. So in theory, I would pay, that I would swear that I had paid him, and I wouldn't have to pay, but we say no. Since it's still bizmano, and what's the assumption? People generally don't pay until the end. We saw this with a loan, that if there's a debate about a loan, whether I pay back the money or not, if it's within the time of the loan, we assume I didn't pay the money back, because most people pay when the due date is. Okay, so therefore we assume I'm only going to pay around 4:30. So if it's at 3 o'clock, you can swear I never got paid and get your money. Okay, nishba v'notel. Avar zmano, if it's past 4:30, then eino nishba v'notel. Okay, then you don't get to swear and get your money. Im yesh edim shetva'o, I forgot what the star comes to tell us. Change the words. Where is it? Yesh edim shetva'o. Here. Right. I guess you don't have the words bizmano. Yesh edim shetva'o. Hareze nishba v'notel. Right. This would be la'achar zmano. Right. Yesh edim that he... One second. The case here is... Shetva'o... Rashi does say it's bizmano. Okay, that it was bizmano, that he came to get his money bizmano. No. So what would the tva'o be? One second. If he went, right. But the poel tried to get the balabaya to pay him. There are edim that saw him try to get the balabaya to pay him, and the balabaya didn't agree. If there's edim to that scene, then even after zmano, he can then swear and get his money. Okay? Because I guess there's edim that saw that the guy denied paying him. I think that's what it is. Ger toshav yesh bo mishum yomo titein scharo. Okay, now we're going to learn that a ger toshav, what's a ger toshav? Right, there's a ger tzedek, who's a real convert, what we call a convert. A ger toshav is someone who lives in the land and keeps the sheva mitzvot b'nei noach. Someone like him is also part of this Baal Talin. Okay, now, sorry, I said it wrong. Yesh bo mishum bi yomo titein scharo, but ein bo mishum lo talin pu'ulat sachiri ka boker. Okay, this is what's going to cause a whole bunch of confusion. Okay, he's part of Yomoti Tein Scharo. He's not part of Lo Talim Pu'ulat Sachir Itcha Boker. Now, what does this mean? Okay, two different approaches. One is the Rambam, who says, which we're not going to actually take his approach through in reading the Gemara, because it's going to be simpler to explain the Gemara the way the simpler understanding. But the Rambam says, which actually sounds like the simple reading of the Mishnah, that there's an ase, but not a lotase, right? That sounds like what they're saying, okay? The problem with the Rambam Shita is going to be that this whole drasha is going to come out, if you look back at Dvarim Perakav Dalet, it comes out of this psukim, Yudalet and Tevav, which is together lotashok. There is a lotase there, and they're going to darshan the words, sachir ani ve'evyom me'achecha umigercha shabartacha b'sharecha, to include the gertoshav, which is a lotase. So to say it's not talking about that would be difficult. However, the Rambam makes sense to say, well, we're going to include the Ger Toshav when it comes to a mitzvah ase, but we're not going to include them when it comes to a lot ase. However, the other approach is going to say he's included in Schirut Laila, but he's not included in Schirut Yom. Okay? Meaning, again, what's the mashma'ut? I guess it would end up that only certain times would the lot ase apply to him. In other words, if it was a Schirut Laila case, then it's going to be relevant. If it's a Schirut Yom case, it's not going to be relevant.
But the two sentences don't mean the same thing.
Which two sentences?
From the Torah.
Which two?
The tzipsukim.
Your dalei tevav. Which tzipsukim?
Yes. On the day shall you pay as hired, and the wage of a hired worker shall not stay overnight with you until morning. They don't mean the same thing. Because on the first one, you have to pay it by the end of the day. The other one seems to say you have the whole night. Like, let's say at 4 in the morning.
Well, again, that's why the rabbis explain. One is talking about a guy who works at night that has all day to pay.
Right.
And one is talking about a guy who works all day that has all night to pay. So if you say that, that's why it's a little strange the way we're going to read the Gemara, and I've been struggling with it somewhat, which is to say the Ger Toshav is only included in Schirut Laila and not in Schirut Yom. That's why I kind of like the Rambam, who says there's only a mitzvah Aseh and not a mitzvah Lo Taseh, where he compares Yudalit and Tevav. He says Tevav applies to them, but not Yudalit. The problem is that the Drasha that includes the Ger Toshav is about Pasuk Yudalit. So it's very odd to say that the Lo Taseh doesn't apply to him. So to say he's only if he works at night are you over in Baal Talim, but not if he works during the day is a little bit strange. So, but we're going to see, there's a whole debate, okay, that's going to be the whole next chart, about whether Sechar Be'emau Kelim, everything applies to them, or by Ger Toshav, does everything apply to him? We're going to have a three-way Machloka Tana'im about it. Okay.
What's the connection?
Why should he be part of this?
Why should he not be part of it?
Well, remember, it says Achecha. Achecha usually means a Jew. So why are we going to include also a Ger Toshav? That's always the question. And remember, Ger Toshav is not a real convert. He's just somebody who keeps Shabbat Mitzvot B'nei Noach. So he's in between an Oved Kochavim and a Jew, right? Or an irregular convert. So that's going to be the thing. Right, we finished the Mishnah. Okay, so now we have, according to our Mishnah, you can look at the chart, our Mishnah, which we're going to see later, is also, there's a Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael that holds that way. Sechar Be'emau Kelim, both of them are going to apply, Schirut Laila and Schirut Yom. And by Ger Toshav, only Schirut Laila is going to apply. That's what the Mishnah says. So, Mani Matnitin Lo Tanakama De Me'achicha, V'lo Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Not the Tanakama of the Braita about Achecha, okay, which we're going to see in a minute. And not Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who also appears in that braita. So, Maihi, what's this braita? Ditanya, Me'achecha krat la'acherim. Gercha ze ger tzedek. B'sharecha ze ochel nevelot. We're going to darshan these three people that are mentioned in this pasuk in Dvarim. So, Achecha comes to exclude the non-Jew. Gercha means a regular ger. B'sharecha is ochel nevelot. Who's ochel nevelot? That's not, okay, you might think, oh, it's a Jew who doesn't keep mitzvot. No, no, no. They're obviously included because they're achecha. It's a Ger Toshav who eats nevelot beheter, because he's allowed to. Okay? He's included. Okay? So now, Ein li ela sachar adam minayin lerabot behemau kelim, Talmud lomar be'artzecha, kol sheba'artzecha. Okay? So because it says be'artzecha, it comes to include any kind of thing that comes up in your aretz. Okay? V'kulam ovrim b'kol ha'shemot halalu. Okay, and everybody's over on all those averot. Mikan amru echad sechar adam veechad sechar bema veechad sechar kelim yesh bo mishum biyomot yitain secharo veyesh bo mishum bal talim pu'ulat sechir. Okay, so when he says about the ochel nevela, he says basically according to him, okay, Tanakama, everything applies to everybody. That's his approach. Okay, which obviously goes against our Mishnah about the Ger Toshav. Because he said the Ger Toshav is only in Schirut Laila. The next opinion, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ger Toshav yesh bo mishum biyomot titein scharo, ve'ein bo mishum bal talin. Okay, he says that the Ger Toshav has yomot titein scharo, but doesn't have bal talin. Okay, ve'ema v'kelim, one second, yesh bo mishum biyomot titein scharo, ve'ein bo mishum bal lo talin. I think I did it wrong in the chart. Ve'ema v'kelim, ein bahem ela mishum, Baal Ta'ashok Bilvad. Okay, and the Beima and Kelim only have Baal Ta'ashok. Okay, so Beima and Kelim, so now we're going to say Mane. Itana Kama Demeach Echa. Right, so he basically holds that only the Schirut Laila applies to both. Okay, so now. Itana Kama Demeach Echa Kasha Ger Toshav. Right, if we want to say it's the Tanakama, that doesn't match our mission because he says Ger Toshav doesn't apply to either. And E. Rabbi Yossi, who says that Ger Toshav he agrees with, that it's only Schirut Laila, but Behema V'Kelim, he also thinks it's only Schirut Laila, and that doesn't apply to Sechar Behema V'Kelim, right? That doesn't match our mission that says Sechar Behema V'Kelim applies across the board. You follow? In other words, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is clear across the board, everything's the same. And so is Tanakama, right? Either they're both or they're only one. But our Tanakama said one is both and one is one. So Amar Rava, hi Tana. Tana de Berabi Yishmael, who, right? The Tana of our Mishnah matches the Tana de Berabi Yishmael. De Tana de Berabi Yishmael, Echad Sachar Adam, Echad Sachar Bema, Echad Sachar Kelim, Yesh Bo Mishum Biyomot Yitain Sacharo, Umishum Bal Talin, just like our Mishnah, right? Sachar Bema Kelim as both. Your Toshav Yesh Bo Mishum Biyomot Yitain Sacharo, Ve'ein Bo Mishum Bal Talin. Okay? He doesn't have it. Now we're going to get into what's the reason behind them. My Tama de Tana Kama, de Me'achecha. What's the reason? We're starting now with the Tanakama of Me'achecha. Gamar Sachir Sachir. He says, look in the Psukim, I underline them. Sachir appears in Vayikra, and it also appears in Dvarim. So what are we going to say? Whatever's true for one is true for the other. So that's why he cuts everything across the board as both. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, lo Gamar Sachar Sachir, right? He doesn't learn both. So Nihi de lo Gamar Sachar Sachir, Be'ma v'kelim mishum b'yomot yitain Sacharo nami nichayev. So if he doesn't learn Sachar Sachir, so Behema and Kelim should also be Biyomot Yitain Sacharo. And what does he say? One second. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. He delogamar Sachar Sachir Sachir, right? So he doesn't have the Gzera Shava. So Behema and Kelim, Mishum Biyomot Yitain Sacharo nami should be Chayav because. Right, why does he think it should also be chayav? Because, one second, not this, but this is. It should be part of Biyomot Yitain Sacharo, but he does, one second, he holds. Right. He says they just have Baal Tashok. He doesn't say they have Yomot Yitain Sacharo. Sorry, I have to redo this chart a little. He says that Sachar Be'mao Kelim is just Lo Tashok. It doesn't have Yomot Yitain Sacharo. Okay, so now he's going to say, why doesn't it apply also to Yomot Yitain Sacharo? So even if you don't have Sachar Sachir, you should still assume that it applies to this Biyomot Yitain Sacharo should also apply to a rental. So he says, I have a different reason. Tane Rabbi Chanina Amar Kra Lo Tavo Alav Hashemesh Ki Anihu. What does it say? The Biyomot Yitain Sacharo Lo Tavo Alav Hashemesh. What does it say at the continuation? Because he's poor. What does that mean? Mi Shehem Ba'in Lidei Aniyut V'Ashirut. It only applies to people, because people can become poor and not objects. V'tanakama, hai ki anihu mai avidle. So what does Tanakama do with this? He uses his ki anihu to say that if you have to pay an ani and you have to pay an ashir, you pay the ani first. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, what about him? Where does he get this from? Hahumi lo ta'ashok sachir aniva evyon nafi. He learns it from a different. From lo ta'ashok sachir aniva evyon comes to teach you that the ani comes before the ashir. He doesn't need it for that drasha. You can follow the chart at the bottom to see, right, who holds what from each pasuk. We're doing a little ping pong. So, v'tanakama, what do they do? So, in other words, tanakama ends up, there's two psukim, the ki ani and ani ve'evyon, that in theory are both coming to teach you that the ani becomes before the ashir. So now he comes up with an interesting halacha. We'll finish up with this today. Chad lahagdim ani la'ashir, v'chad lahagdim ani la'evyon. The ani comes before the ashir, and he also comes before the evyon. Who's an evyon? An evyon is someone who's really destitute. He's worse than a regular ani. Now why should the ani come before him? Right? That's weird. So what are they going to explain? Why does the ani come first? Because an evyon is not embarrassed to come asking for his money. But an ani, he's poor, but he's not destitute. So he may not come looking for his money. He's desperate for his money, but he's not going to go asking for it. It's beneath his kavod. Whereas someone who's so poor is not going to have any sense of embarrassment. So that's why you need both. So it's tzricha. D'yesh minon evyon mishum delo kasif l'mitbe. We'd say the evyon has no embarrassment to go ask. Aval ashir, meaning the ani, compared to the ashir, right? You'd need aval ashir de kasif l'mitbe emalo. You might have thought that you don't have to give the ani, right? The ashir here, it means the ani ashir one, that you don't have to give the ani because he's not embarrassed, because he is embarrassed to ask, right? I'm sorry. Israel Avio Mishum de Lo Kasif Limitbe is not going to be embarrassed to ask. Valashir de Kasif Limitbe, right? Here it actually means the Ashir. You might have thought that an Ashir who's embarrassed to ask, you might not have thought. Wait, you might not have thought. Shwin an Ashir comes before the Ani. Right? You might have thought the Ashir compared to the Ani. Right, we'll be embarrassed to ask, so maybe the Ashir comes before even an Ani. Okay, so therefore, they're telling you, no, the Ani, that's why you need the Ani has to come before the Ashir. And if they just told you the Ani comes before the Ashir, you would have thought, Mishum de lo tzarechle, that's because the Ashir doesn't need the money. Aval Avyon, did tzarechle, emalo, but you might have thought the Avyon needs the money more than the Ani, so he should get first, so emalo. Okay, so therefore, you might have thought, not, therefore it needs to teach you both, that the Avyon comes after the Ani comes before the Avyon, to teach you that, since the Ani might be embarrassed to ask, right? But the Ani comes before the Ashir, because even though, relatively speaking, the Ani might ask before the Ashir, still the Ani is going to come before the Ashir. Okay, so we'll stop here for today. We'll continue with these drashot tomorrow.